Dennis Nakata. Looking at got the clouds. No sprinkles yet, right? I mean, weather wise, you get to be our weather.
Nope.
No,
no sprinkles yet.
So far, so good. All right.
On the horizon.
we might get a passer through at some point, maybe around lunchtime. High today about 69. What's up? Wednesday, where we got the city of Eugene, or they got us covered, basically. And there's so many departments within the city that make sure where we live is where it should be at the best it can be. And Shelley Miller, thank you for coming in.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You have to, like all the guests that come in, you have to give me your best. What's up?
What's up?
Oh, that was healthy. I like that.
I was warned.
I love it. Parks and Open Space. Tell me what this is about, what your department is about.
Sure. We're about enhancing, protecting, and maintaining parks and open spaces for the people of Eugene to enjoy and for the animals and plants that live there, just keeping a healthy environment and a better place for Eugene.
So we were just chatting before we went on about, and I'm curious, you kept using natural area.
Yes.
And natural area and parks, are they same different?
All natural areas are parks.
Gotcha.
Not all parks are natural areas.
Say that again.
All natural areas are parks.
Okay.
But not all parks are natural areas.
Got it. Okay.
All right. Have that as a focus.
Okay. Yeah. Super duper. I appreciate that. And you got you have a staff, you said, of six?
Yes. I supervise six people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And their areas of expertise covers?
There's two folks that do GIS work, which is Geographic Information Systems, which is mapping, so computerized mapping. And they do, think of it as like Google Maps, kind of, but it's a specific kind of software that help us both plan for and manage the assets. And then I have four folks that are ecologists, biologists, and we work together to plan for natural areas management, what's going to happen. And then I have a peer supervisor who's in natural areas operations, and that group is really what does a lot of the on-the-ground work.
Fantastic. Wow. We could do a whole segment on that alone. Let's talk. We'll do that. Well, you got a certification you wanted to chat about. Salmon Safe?
Salmon Safe. That's right. So 2 years ago, the city was awarded Salmon Safe certification. And Salmon Safe is a nonprofit organization out of Portland. And they certify a wide range of organizations and businesses that manage land in some way. So they have a website, salmonsafe.org. And they certify wine. I think they started with wines and agricultural products, beer, and they've expanded to corporate campuses, parks, just a wide, even whole cities and departments can be Salmon Safe. So we are the second municipal park system to be certified Salmon Safe. The first was Portland. And it was a process of, it was a process. so we had to provide Salmon Safe a suite of documents about how we take care of our land, how we take care of our parks. And then they came down and did a series of site visits and went and looked, you know, are we actually doing what we said we were doing?
Right.
And then they
checks and balances.
Yeah. Right. They asked us questions and then they write up a report with some conditions and recommendations, and they decided that we met those certifications or those conditions that we needed to be Salmon Safe certified. And we have a suite of conditions that we are making progress on improving. So it's considered a continuous improvement model so that we keep, they said, okay, you're doing a good job. Here are some things that we could do better.
Can you explain to those wondering why this is a big deal?
Sure. well, it's a big deal to me personally because I'm a fish.
This is Clark Howard.
Right.
Truth be told.
I used to be a fish biologist, and I think it's a big deal for Eugenians and for people in the Pacific Northwest in particular because salmon are such an iconic species, an iconic animal and symbol of sort of a healthy system and water quality and a healthy environment that I think we want to do what we can and be sure we're taking care of our land in a way that's not harmful to salmon and could actually benefit. them.
So in 30 seconds, and I know I'm sorry to do this to you, but in 30 seconds, climate change happening, yes, how concerned are you?
Yes, concerned.
That's you got 28 seconds left.
Okay, I thought it was less than 30 seconds.
I did say 30 seconds.
I am concerned. I think we're seeing the impacts in the Pacific Northwest in particular with fish and salmon. We see changes in our weather and our climate patterns in terms of amounts of snowfall in the mountains and rain. And it's happening at a rate that's too fast for plants and animals to adapt to that. So I think we're going to see some pretty significant changes in the types of vegetation, plants that we see on the landscape and what animals are living on our landscape.
I think your crystal ball is correct. Not so much for Salem at this point today, though, because I don't know how quick that change is going to happen.
Right.
We cross our fingers, right?
Yes.
Thank you for coming in, really.
Yes.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Will we come back again?
Yes.
Awesome. Love it. Shelley Miller, Parks and Open Space, City of Eugene. Give me one more. What's up?
What's up?
All right. Newstalk 590 KUGN.